Listener Production.
Good morning with your latest local news. I'm Courtney Thomas. Detectives have charged two people from the Mackay region with 25 offences after officers were injured when a stolen car crashed into an unmarked police vehicle in central Queensland. Police say the grey Land Cruiser ute was travelling on the wrong side of the road on Wellington Court in Rocky View around 9 p.m. Saturday when the collision occurred. The two officers were taken to hospital stable with leg injuries. The Land Cruiser was reported stolen from Glenella on April 11. The 23-year-old driver of the vehicle is due in Rockhampton Court today, while his passenger, a 22-year-old woman, will appear in Mackay Court next month. Queensland Police have confirmed security is being bolstered at our major shopping centres as a precautionary measure following on from the Bondi Junction stabbing attack. Six people were killed on Saturday. Flags across the country will be held at half-mast today to pay tribute to those lost. And could paid internships be the key to boosting our education workforce? Queensland Teachers Union Vice President Leah Olsen has seen an increase in people aged 35 and over choosing teaching as a new career. She says providing paid internships and other incentives like housing could secure more teachers for schools across the Mackay and Whitsundays region.
A lot of them have families or responsibility, so it's really important that they can continue to be paid while they're studying, but also when it's time to go out into a regional or remote area, making sure we've got childcare, housing available.
Updating sport, and it was 3-for-3 for the Mackay Cutters teams at the weekend, all securing wins. Meantime, the Cowboys will be in analysis mode today following their 7-point loss to the Eels. North Queensland coach Todd Payton says Saturday's defeat is a major wake-up call.
And just scrap a bit harder, you know, in the tougher parts of the game, which is the kick chase and the transition part of it, you know, and that's what the really good teams do. So once we get that right, look out.
The Cowboys are back in Sydney this weekend to take on first-place Sharks.